So this is Robbie Gonzalez-Dow, who is giving her talk. She is a registered dietitian and certified lactation educator and is the regional breastfeeding liaison for Community Bridges WIC program in Santa Cruz County and the executive director of the California Breastfeeding Coalition, where she forwards action to remove barriers to breastfeeding so that mothers can fulfill their breastfeeding goals. I'll just let you have more time. Okay.
So thank you. And excuse me or forgive me if I don't have the answer to a question. Karen's information is there on the slides, and you're welcome to contact her. She's at home recovering. So I'll just go through this. She doesn't have any conflicts of interest or disclosures. Either do I. And the objective. So, and this is shifting. I'm talking about lactation accommodation. How many of you are focused or working on lactation accommodation? Okay, so there's quite a few. This is just to give you the scope and the size of Los Angeles County, many, many people, 57 birthing hospitals, and approximately 140,000 births a year. So it's huge. And they break their county up into service areas, which they call spas, and that's just a way to organize and how to create change. So I'm going to be presenting on two projects that Breastfeed LA has worked on, Working and Breastfeeding It Can Work, that was with WIC participants at a WIC site, and Renew LA County, working with large employers. So the first one, the Breastfeeding and Working, the goal is to increase breastfeeding among WIC participants. And through this project, they developed, produced, and piloted several advocacy handouts. There are three, which I'll briefly go into, and then an employer outreach kit, a facilitator guide for WIC staff and counselors to be done at the WIC site. And this was all done in partnership with Northeast Valley Health Corporation, one of the large WIC agencies in California. And they, I looked up the data, and they serve about 13,000 infants. So their population is much bigger, but just in terms of the number of infants, it's just over 13,000 infants. So in year one of this project, they wanted to know what women knew about lactation accommodation. So they did some focus groups. And they also developed, through those focus groups, they developed handouts for moms. One handout was on You Can Do It, information about the law, things that they can say to their employer to request lactation accommodation. And another handout was just on scheduling, how to schedule your pumping throughout the day. And another one was for their child care provider. They also began training staff so that they all had some knowledge of the laws, because there can be some confusion in California. We have our own lactation accommodation law, and then there's the federal law. But in the federal law, it says anything that provides greater protection, and state law, the federal law doesn't preempt that. And California law is pretty good. It's broad, and the only thing is we just don't have a lot of guidance around implementing our law, and this is why we do need these types of tools to help and support moms to actually receive lactation accommodation. And in year two, they created facilitator guides in consistent with what State WIC already provides in terms of how they do their lesson plans, so that other WIC programs throughout the state could also use these tools. And they have since sent out a CD with all the tools on that CD for any other WIC program to use, which I have used at the local level in my job in Santa Cruz. So they created one that was for all staff, just a 30-minute in-service, and it's training on how to use the tools that they're giving to the moms on those handouts that they created. And then the other one is for peer counselors, and it's more in-depth, and it's 3 hours. They also did some outreach to employers in year two, and these were employers that they contacted. So moms who requested a pump, they asked if they could contact their employer, and that's how they reached those employers. And then they provided support to 140 WIC participants. So some of the outcomes, they did increase their breastfeeding rates by 3%. And their exclusive breastfeeding rate for a WIC setting really isn't that bad. In 2011, it was 20.3%. They're not the worst in our state. They're not the best, but they're kind of in the middle. They're only the percent of participants using just formula is 57.8. So it did increase the number of moms. So working participants with pumps. That also increased by 24%. And I'm not sure if this is the case in other states, but in California we have what's called WIC Instyle, like the pump Instyle, but it's for WIC participants. And that the use of that in distributing the pumps went up 5,000%. So that was huge. The knowledge of the law increased from 34% to 64%. And even of the moms who are pumping, not all moms even know about the law, and that is the pumping moms, it increased from 36% to 81%. And satisfaction greatly increased for the program at WIC, the pumping program. With employers, they contacted 115 and 64 responded, and really it was just kind of searching. They found out that 55% were not aware of the law, so they did provide them with education about the law, and 69% had no policy. Some of the lessons learned with this project are that there's just a lack of knowledge about lactation accommodation laws. With the participant focus groups, this is the same similar thing that I have found at our own WIC site also, and also with employer outreach, they found that there was just a lack of knowledge about the laws. Statewide, we've been doing outreach to employers, and we do find similar outcomes. There's just a lack of knowledge about the laws. There is a lack of knowledge about the pump program at the WIC program. I think sometimes moms just need to hear the message more than one time. Once is not enough. So they did a targeted outreach about their WIC program and every employee knowing about the program. And there was increased knowledge with this targeted outreach in the materials. So the next project, and just to mention, that project was funded by State WIC through special projects that they collaborated with Northeast Valley. The next one was Renew LA, and this is a project that was through communities putting prevention to work. So Breastfeed LA was included in the county's application for that, and they put in a goal to support breastfeeding policies. And so the three outcomes are that three county hospitals will become baby-friendly, and they accomplished that successfully. That eight county departments would implement lactation accommodation, and also that two large employers in LA County would implement lactation accommodation. They had some process goals. So they identified the largest employers, and they defined that by over 10,000 employees, and they made contact with 15. They identified 17, made contact with 15. They were able to do a baseline assessment with 14. And then they offered free assistance to those employers. 10 accepted, and they invited 10 to a workshop. 8 came to that workshop. It was really well attended. I attended that workshop. The room was full, and the workshop focused around kind of why have lactation accommodation. They had three model programs there, like MBC has a really good program, and Water and Power. And then they had the four agencies that are responsible for making sure that employers are following the law. So federal agencies and state agencies. And then from there, they helped four. Four said, yes, we want your help. And so they adopted policy and implemented their policy. So I'm going to share with you those four. So the first is the County of Los Angeles. Even though it's written into their scope of work, they still had to do some convincing of lactation accommodation with the county. But they have over 100,000 employees, so it's a huge employer. They weren't the easiest to get to the human resources at first, so they had to navigate their way through other commissions there. And they had some communication with the Commission on Women, who the mid-level management are the ones who made the progress to reach the human resource director. So once that human resource director said, yes, okay, we're doing lactation accommodation, not only did they do it in 8 departments, but all 37 departments, a countywide lactation accommodation policy. So that was really successful. And so she made a directive, and she made a directive that they would also identify a space in every building, or where could a mom pump and have lactation accommodation. So that list is on their website. They've since identified 390 sites, locations where moms can pump. So it's I don't know how many buildings they have, but they it must be a lot. They also trained they have a specific name. So in LA County, it's the human resource managers, and then each department has a human resource person, and so they trained those human resource department directors. They also created brochures and a break room poster, which is pretty similar to what they use for the city of Los Angeles. They just changed a few things, logos, but basically the same types of resources. So with the city of Los Angeles, there are 45,000 employees there, and they also agreed to create a citywide lactation accommodation policy. But this includes LAX, the city police department, the zoo, the public, their own local departments. The city of Los Angeles is quite huge also. The mayor was supportive. He was actually the author of our public that allows moms to breastfeed in public. So he was supportive, but still they had to navigate through the structure and bureaucracy of the city of Los Angeles, with also going to some commissions. Genevieve, who worked on this project, she just contacted her own city council person and started from there, who then directed her to somebody else and got to the right person. And their Status of Women and Human Relations Commissions came together, they called a meeting, and they invited a person from Human Resources, which happened to be an Equal Employment Opportunity Coordinator. And then each department has what they call Reasonable Accommodation Coordinator. So it's to follow the equal employment laws. So that's where lactation accommodation sits there. So if somebody goes on leave, they call their EEO coordinator or their reasonable accommodation coordinator, and they're the ones who are responsible to making sure that the mom has access to lactation accommodation. And so they trained those EEO coordinators at every department, and I was there in Los Angeles. We did some filming, and it's amazing what these EEO coordinators are saying and why it's important, and like they've all have the same script or something, like this is the company policy line, but they really are. They're supporting lactation accommodation in those untraditional kind of work sites with police and fire and traveling nurses, and it's quite amazing how much support they're giving to moms. The other thing, part of this, is that they de-emphasize the space, the room. You have to have a special room, because it doesn't have to be a special room. What they're really emphasizing is policy. Start with a policy. It has to have a communication plan in that policy, because if you have a policy that just sits on the shelf and there's no communication around it, then moms aren't going to be accommodated. The other is Kaiser Permanente Southern California. They're one of the largest private employers in Los Angeles County, with approximately 48,000 employees in the southern region. And, they're leading the nation, I would say, in baby-friendly. But they weren't really leading the nation with lactation accommodation for their employees in terms of a clear policy. What they found through this process is that there was a policy at the national level. So for those of you that have Kaisers in your area, there is a national lactation accommodation policy. But there was no guidance. It's really up to the locals to implement the policy. So they help them to do that. Again, with training with the regional administrators and helping them to implement lactation accommodation at the local level. And they were really, thank you. So I'll move on to the next one. So these are some of the lessons that were learned over again, but my comment. Just overall lack of awareness of the lactation accommodation laws, the misconception that it's all about the rooms, because that's not the first place that I would start, but about how we can support your employees. Finding the champions is hard, but once you find them, the reason is because this just isn't their priority. There's so many other laws that companies have to follow. But once you do find them, you really have to be persistent and follow up and keep up with them. Breastfeeding is always personal, so you have to be patient. There's always somebody's story. And sometimes, from that personal experience can block even moving forward or through a company, almost like anything that we try to do and change. The large employers have their own customs and language, so it's learning who's the right person and the language that they're using, like reasonable accommodation coordinator or language like that. The human resources implement the laws, the CEOs decide, but it's really those middle management. You need to find those allies. They're the ones who make it happen and push it through. So this is one of the tools that they use for selling lactation accommodation and starting with policy. So I'm sure everyone's quite aware of the return on investment there and the outcomes. And they ask them to commit, let us help you work on your policy, train your staff, share resources, the community resources that are out there, and monitor compliance. And in the policies, it focuses on time that moms need to pump, space, that they need equipment, they need pumps, how are they going to access those, and support. There needs to be an atmosphere of tolerance. They have a really nice paragraph in a sample policy that I use now working with employers that just fits in well about the atmosphere of tolerance that you need to have in the workplace. And it needs to have a communication plan. How are you going to roll this out and communicate this? So Los Angeles, the city, before and after they leave, in one of the companies, city and county, everyone is informed, new employees and when you're transferred, about the lactation accommodation law, regardless of sex. So everyone knows about the policy. This is just a part on filing claims. What they found is it's really hard to navigate the system to file a complaint when it comes to lactation accommodation. So we have been given guidance to make a complaint with all these four agencies. Don't decide which one a mom should, where she should file a complaint. Just file it at every one. They need to have it on record, even if they're not even able to follow up with all the complaints. But if she has a true complaint, file one with all of those. And there's a link there. And all the resources can be found at breastfeedingworks.org.